You're listening to SBS News.
The day began with a match between Sweden and Thailand in Nice. The Swedes came into the match knowing a win would guarantee a progression to the last 16 of the 2019 Women's World Cup. By halftime, that progression was looking likely, as the side was 3-0. Thailand, coming off a record 13-0 loss to defending champions United States in its Group F opener, needed a miracle to get anywhere near the Swedes. While the side wasn't able to match the level at which Sweden was playing, another miracle of sorts occurred when Thai captain Kanchana Sangyun scored a consolation goal in overtime. Here's how the moment was called for SBS Radio as the Thai women celebrated their first goal at the tournament.
Sangyun might go by herself. She does!
Sangyun says the goal meant a lot to the players.
It's a difficult goal, and playing a great team like Sweden, it meant so much. It meant that all of our preparation paid off, and we had a lot of chances today. This one goal made us laugh, made us smile, and made us happy.
In the last kick of the match, Ellen Rubensson converted a stoppage time penalty for Sweden, giving the side a 5-1 victory in front of the lowest crowd of the tournament so far. Sweden is looking like a strong team heading into the knockout round, but the biggest test is yet to come with a match against the United States in the last of its group stage matches. Swedish coach Peter Gerardsson admits the game will be challenging.
Chile. The way it developed today and the way it developed against Chile, it's not going to be like that against the United States. It's going to be a completely different match, and it will be a very important match for us, naturally. So when you go into the second round, we will have more matches against teams like the US.
The United States then played Chile in a match the US was expected to comfortably win. US veteran midfielder Carly Lloyd opened the scoring with a goal in the 11th minute, followed by a header off a corner kick in the 35th minute. But a heroic performance by Chile goalkeeper Christian Endler meant Lloyd was stopped at just 2 goals, with only 1 extra goal scored by the US's Julie Ertz. It's a result Chile will be pleased with, considering the US's performance against Thailand last week, and one that earned Endler Player of the Match. The 27-year-old says she has mixed feelings about the achievement.
It's very difficult for me to say, because we actually lost the game. So I'm happy about the fact, on a personal note, that I was nominated Player of the Game. I've been preparing myself as best as I can, with the best conditions possible, in order to ensure that I was up to scratch for this World Cup.
US coach Jill Ellis says she was amazed by Endler's performance, but she's looking forward to the upcoming match against Sweden, which she says will be competitive, particularly as both sides will be looking to top the Group F ladder.
I think right now the only team that we're concerned about is the team that's right in front of us, and that's Sweden. And beyond that, there's a lot of grass to navigate between now and a potential matchup. So there's a lot of good teams in this tournament.
Coming up, we're back to Group A, where China will play Spain and South Africa will face Germany. Later for Group B, Nigeria will take on host nation France, while Korea Republic faces Norway. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.